done with that for about 4 years, fully clear. You know, I go to checkups like every 5 years or something like that. So,
was there a low point? Was there a moment where you doubted whether you'd be able to play again, or what was that like?
Not at all, man. You know, just kept the faith. I had a lot of support from family, you know, the fans at Auburn and the coaching staff, and, you know, just pushed through. And, you know, I'm here now, so. The whole time, you know, it was definitely a motivation for me to get through the whole thing. So, you know, just getting through all that, you know, just trying to get back on the field, that was my whole motive.
Having gone through that experience, you guys talk about all the time being poked and prodded, having gone through the medical checks here, that probably seems like small potatoes.
It's tough. You know, you're up here all day. You know, pretty much going through all these exams and everything, but you know, I'm just enjoying the process of being here. You know, I'm not like mad or anything. You know, I'm taking it all in. I'm excited to be here.
What was the lowest or hardest day for you going through cancer?
I mean, probably the first day, man. You know, just getting the news. This is very shocking. You know, my mom, she was very upset about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, got through the whole thing. You know, it was plenty of days, you know, where, you know, it was like a bad day or whatever, you know, just from the side effects of the medicine and all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, just getting through it was a whole deal. So.
How were you notified of the diagnosis? Like, you know,
the doctor told my mother and then my mother told me. So.
How was going through something like that?
You know, just getting back on the field, you know, this, you know, don't take life for granted. You know, it can get taken away from you quick as that. So, you know, I got another opportunity to play football again. And, you know, I just took on the opportunity and, you know, just did a great job with it these past couple of years. It was great, man. You know, just being out there again with my teammates, you know, just getting back in that football atmosphere. You know, I was like a year away from the whole game.
West Virginia running back Wendell Smallwood, table four.
No, it was exciting,
man.
I'll never forget that day. Very exciting. Right. Not much. Probably like I maintained my weight the whole time. One of the big things I did, which a lot of people didn't even know, but I was like working out like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, you know, just sneaking out, you know, just trying to, you know, keep my weight up, but staying active and things like that, they really helped me out. I went to this place called Lifetime. It's in Memphis. You know, I went with, like, nobody was there, so I just wanted to be low-key, just go out there, you know, push some weight around, you know, just trying to stay fit as I could, so.
Open then, or did you have to have them open
as special? No, it's a big time gym, so you know, it's like a 24-hour gym. So, yeah.
Sean, do you see yourself as an inspiration for any teenager who gets the kind of diagnosis that you have?
I got a lot of, you know, it's a lot of young kids that's going through the same things that I went through, that look up to me, and they're also an inspiration to me, man. That's why, you know, I'm my engine's still running, man. Just to, you know, let people know you can beat the odds, man, and you know, dreams will never fade. So. Right, there's a lot of events like that St. Jude does, you know, that I'm involved with. You know, whenever, you know, I go back there, you know, just reach out to a lot of kids. You know, not even at St. Jude, but, you know, kids are, you know, around, like, in Alabama and things like that. You know, I reach out to them, so it's very, like, good for me to do that. Yeah, I mean, it honestly went so fast, man. Like, it's really crazy. But, you know, I kind of look back and reflect, you know, 6 years ago, you know, when I first heard the news and, you know, think about it now, man. You know, I just give all the glory to God, man, because he's brought me a long way, so.
Who are you talking to teams, or are they talking about left tackle or right
tackle? Pretty much both. You know, they asked me if I can play right tackle, and, you know, I have some experience at right tackle also, so.
What do you hope to prove to teams this week?
that, you know, I can pick up scheme well. You know, I come from offense. You know, there's a lot of people say that, you know, it's a lot simpler than a pro style offense. But, you know, I met with some coaches or whatever, and, you know, we sit down and talk football, and, you know, I get quizzed up a little bit, and, you know, I'm able to, you know, pick up on a lot of things quickly.
In the running game, I mean, you seem to be very aggressive. It seems like you like to drive defenders to the ground. Where does that come from, that aggressiveness?
I mean, that's something, man, that's something that growing up, you know, I've always looked at myself as a tough guy. You know, I put my heart in the run game, man. You know, it's a foundation to me, you know, just going out there and trying to dominate whoever's in front of me. So I take a lot of pride in that.
These NFL teams mention things, like, you said, made it sound like the things are all simple as far as blocking schemes or plays. Where are they
putting them? Not exactly simple, but, you know, there's a lot of more calls that, you know, a left tackle would have to make than, you know, than our offense or whatever. So it's definitely different. I think I could have got a couple more reps, but, you know, I mean, that was around the kind of aim that I was looking for, so.
I know you were invited to the Senior Bowl, and the Senior Bowl executive director said that you were injured and maybe frame in shape to play at that point.
Right.
Where were you going for that point?
Yeah, so in the Georgia game last year, I had got banged up, and, you know, we thought it was an MCL sprain or something like that, and kind of, you know, played the rest of the season, tough through it or whatever. And I got out to Phoenix to work out, and, you know, I finally got an MRI, and ended up showing, like, a slightly torn, like, MCL. And so I had to go down to Pensacola to get it worked on by Andrews. And, you know, that's the real reason why I wasn't able to participate in that.
Just a scope?
No, it's actually you had to repair it. Right.
Is that going to prevent you from doing anything here?
No, I'll just be doing the bench. Well, I already did the bench. I won't be doing the on-the-field work. Right.
Today, will you be able to do?
No. I won't be able to, like, work out until, like, mid-April.
Okay, so right before the draft?
Right.
You'll be able to do something?
We're not sure yet. You know, that's something I got to talk to the medical staff there about, but, you know, we'll see in the next coming month.
Is that a little disappointing to you, wanting to come out here and show yourself out?
Definitely. You know, it was something I was looking forward to. You know, I really believe that, you know, I'm one of the more athletic big men out here, and, you know, for me not to come out and, you know, be able to show that, you know, it's very frustrating. But at the same time, you know, I got a plan to come back and, you know, get everything ready. So,
how weird was this past year? I mean, the expectations were high. Probably didn't meet up to what you guys thought, other people thought. But you sort of got your name noticed quite a bit. Was it a little bit of mixed emotions this season?
It was just a deal. You know, we just couldn't, I guess, you know, put everything together, you know. As you can see, like, you know, offense will play good one game, the defense will lack off, defense will play good. But, you know, at the same time, you know, throughout the whole season, like I said, we was always trying to get better. I was always trying to get better, you know, not just for the season, but, you know, as a player in general. And, you know, that'll help me out along the way. So that was my deal.
You mentioned your athleticism today. Playing left tackle, how does that really come into play when you're going against the edge rush? Again, how were your
You know, you got to be, I mean, you out there on the island by yourself. So, I mean, you got to have some type of athleticism, man. You're going against, especially guys in this league, NFL. But, you know, you mentioned Carl Lawson, like going up against him actually helped me out a lot. Made me a much better player. You know, he's a great guy and great player. So, I mean, you know, you're going against a guy like that every day in practice. You got no choice but to get better.
How good is he going to be next season?
He's going to be very good.
I think he'll be up here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know, you know, how his future, how what he got planned, but he'll be up here for sure.
Sean, have you talked to or been around Duke Williams since?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen him out here this week?
No, I haven't. No.
Thanks, man.
All right, appreciate it. All right.